नन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदा नन्दना यशोदा नन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तेरा बनाचारे यमुना तेरा बनचारे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा जयो राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे, जयो कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम, जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो राधे श्याम राधे श्याम ललिता विशाखादि राधे श्याम, जयो जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेवा जयो सुभद्रा, जयो गौरनिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय, जयो गौरनिताय, जयो प्रभुपदा 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 श्रील प्रभुपदा, हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौरा हरि बोल, निताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौरा हरि बोल,
ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् I forgot the next line. देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतः सेवया भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 Chapter 9, titled as Prahlada Pacifies the Lord with His Prayers. We're reading from text number 11. This is a Brahma Samhita. We'll sing it in the Brahma Samhita's meter. Naivatmanah Prabhurayam Nijalabha Purno मानम जनादवितुष अविदुषः करुणो वृणीते यद्यज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमानम् तच्चात्मने प्रतिमुखस्य यथा मुखश्रीः नैवात्मनः प्रभुरयं निजलाभपूर्णो मानं जनादविदुषः करुणो वृणीते यद्यज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमानम् तच्चात्मने प्रतिमुखस्य यथा मुखश्रीः नैवात्मनः प्रभुरयं निजलाभपूर्णो मानं जनादविदुषः करुणो वृणीते यद् यज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमानम् तच्चात्मने प्रतिमुखस्य यथा मुखश्रीः नैवात्मनः प्रभुरयं निजलाभपूर्णो मानं जनादविदुषः करुणो वृणीते यद्यज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमानम् तच्च
ಚಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರತಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ಯಥಾ ಮುಖಶ್ರೀಹಿ. ನೈವಾತ್ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರಯಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಮಾನಂ ಜನಾದ ವಿದುಷಃ ಕರುಣೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಯದ್ಯಜ್ಜನೋ ಯದ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ಯಥಾ ಮುಖಶ್ರೀಹಿ. ನೈವಾತ್ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರಯಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಮಾನಂ ಜನಾದ ವಿದುಷಃ ಕರುಣೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಯದ್ಯಜ್ಜನೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಿದಧೀತಮಾನಂ. ತಚ್ಚಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರತಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ಯಥಾ ಮುಖಶ್ರೀಹಿ. ನೈವಾತ್ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರಯಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಮಾನಂ ಜನಾದ ವಿದುಷಃ ಕರುಣೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಯದ್ಯಜ್ಜನೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಿದಧೀತಮಾನಂ. ಮನೆ ಪ್ರತಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ನೈವಾತ್ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರಯಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಮಾನಂ ಜನಾದ ವಿದುಷಃ ಕರುಣೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಯದ್ಯಜ್ಜನೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಿದಧೀತಮಾನಂ. ತಚ್ಚಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರತಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ಯಥಾ ಮುಖಶ್ರೀ. ನೈವಾತ್ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರಯಂ ನಿಜಲಾಭಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಮಾನಂ ಜನಾದ ವಿದುಷಃ ಕರುಣೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಯದ್ಯಜ್ಜನೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಿದಧೀತಮಾನಂ. ತಚ್ಚಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರತಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ಯಥಾ ಮುಖಶ್ರೀ. ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ನ ನಾರ್ ಏವ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಆತ್ಮನಃ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಯಂ ದಿಸ್ ನಿಜಲಾಭಪೂರ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. He does not need to be satisfied by the service of others. Manam, respect. Janat, from a person. Avidushaha, who does not know that the aim of life is to please the Supreme Lord. Karunaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is so kind to this foolish, ignorant person, vrinite, accepts, yat-yat, whatever, janaha, a person, bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead, vidadhita, may offer, manam, worship, tat, that cha indeed atmane for his own benefit pratimukhasya of the reflection of the face in the mirror, yatha, just as, mukhashrihi, the decoration of the face. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Purport. In Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follows the 9 principles: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishno, Hasmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyamatmanivedanam. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting and so on is not, of course, meant for the benefit of the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies Him or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying the Lord, the devotee himself automatically becomes glorious. Cheto darpanamarjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart, and thus he can understand that he does not belong to the material world but is a spirit soul whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness, so that he may become free from the material clutches. Thus, the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. Bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. A foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religious activities and just surrender unto me. Some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. But this demand is not for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, it is for the benefit of human society. If human beings individually and collectively surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full Krishna consciousness, all of human society will benefit. One who does not dedicate everything to the Supreme Lord is described in this verse as avidusha, a rascal. In Bhagavad Gita 7.15, the Lord Himself speaks in the same way. Namam duskritino mudhah prapadyante naradhama mayaya partha jnana asurim bhavam ashritah. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake to the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Because of ignorance and misfortune, the atheists are the Nara Adhamas. The lowest of men do not surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although the Supreme Lord Krishna is full in Himself, He appears in different yugas to demand the surrender of the conditioned soul so that they will benefit by becoming free from the material clutches. In conclusion, the more we engage in Krishna consciousness and render service unto the Lord, the more we benefit. Krishna does not need the service from any one of us. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यम प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतम् अनुपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायन विरह कातर आजुहावा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदो स्थम सर्वभूत हृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि
हरे कृष्ण सो थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग योर ऑस्पिशियस प्रेजेंस हियर It is my divine fortune that Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees have bestowed upon me to speak something on this matter for my own purification. And these are one of the most transcendental prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam and very, very critical prayers actually. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, these are very dear prayers for them actually. So, this whole chapter is very glorious. This is Prahlad pacifying the Lord, actually. In the previous chapters, in the previous verses, we have seen the Supreme Lord is very angry. And it seemed as if the Devatas were afraid to go near the Lord because he was so angry, actually. It is not that the Devatas does not know the Lord. They have seen the Varaha form and all of the forms, actually. And Lakshmi Devi is the internal potency of the Lord. But they were willing to give Prahlad the opportunity. So you go. You know, sometimes we do here. So say, up, you go in the altar. I see sometimes certain devotees are always in the kitchen. And I know Jai Sachi Prabhu sometimes comes into the altar and Nanda Dulal Prabhu always is open-heartedly saying, please Prabhu, you please worship the Lord. See, this is the loving heart of a devotee, actually. And these prayers are being given to us by this glorious Srimad Bhagavatam. By Vedavyasa, who is the Lord Himself, Krishna Dvaipayana Vedavyasa, is the Supreme Lord Himself in Kali Yuga when He incarnated and gave us this. But these prayers are so mysterious, actually, that if one goes deeper into every word of Prahlad Maharaj, newer realizations come out and very deeper realizations come out. This is the beauty of the language of Sanskritam as well. And we meditate. The meditation takes us to the meditation of the gunas of the Lord. Because when we pray, how do we even pray to someone? So let's say there is someone great standing in front of us. How do you pray to them? You'll just glorify them, right? Oh, you are so great, you are so great, oh, you are this great, you have done this, you do this. The max we can do that. We only glorify. But when we pray to them,
When we talk of someone's greatness, it is only comparative to where I stand, isn't it? What do I know someone's greatness? I can only compare where I stand, and then for me this person is great, so therefore I am glorifying him with comparison to my position. It's very relative actually. But the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj is just not relative. It is not in comparison only to where he stands actually. It is in comparison, it is not comparative to any other position of a jiva. But it is, these prayers are absolute position of the Lord. So these are absolute prayers and deeper meditation of the Lord. These prayers, especially this prayer, is very important, because if you start, if in the beginning of the seventh canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks a very important question. He asks Guruji, who is the guru of Parikshit Maharaj at the moment? Shukacharya. Now Shukadeva Goswami, to him Parikshit Maharaj asks, it seems that the Lord is partial to the suras, to the devatas, and he is actually killing all the asuras, the demoniac. It seems he's a bit partial. This is how it started, the seventh canto started. So, and therefore now Prahlad Maharaj, so we'll hold on to that thought, the thought that the Lord is, this is a very critical question that Parikshit has asked, and in this verse, Prahlad ji is actually alluding to that answer to Parikshit Maharaj by Shukadeva Goswami, of the how the Lord is impartial. Because the Lord is not partial, he's always impartial, although he appears to be partial. Now, why these prayers are significant? Because these prayers are coming from one of the most topmost devotee of the Lord, who is Bhakta Prahlad. And that too, he is a very young devotee. He's a devotee boy of 5 years old. So, when we glorify someone, we have to know about that person, is it not? So when you want to know about what are the different ways by which we can know about something? Yes? Ask whom? Nice, Chaitanya, very eager. How, ask whom something? Yes, anyone who knows about that thing, isn't it? Thank you. Is it not? Either see it yourself, is it not? Either see it yourself or ask someone who knows about it. So here, these prayers are important because it is not coming out of theoretical speculation. It is coming out of practical and real realization, because Prahlad Maharaj is seeing the Lord face to face. He is not sitting there and speculating, oh, the Lord could be like this, or the Lord's auspicious qualities. No, he's seeing the Lord face to face and then pouring out his prayers. And he started pouring after Narsingadev touched him. If you see, there is a photo where Prahlad Maharaj is touched by Narsingadev. And then Prahlad Maharaj is offering the prayers. Similarly, Dhruva's prayers also are like this. So therefore it becomes very important, that significant, that Prahlad Maharaj is offering these prayers pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means with his own eyes he's seeing the Lord and he's speaking the glorification of the Lord in front of the Lord. So therefore it becomes very important. And this is coming by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, and to us by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who is like the reporter, who is reporting the conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingadev. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, as I said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given almost 108 lectures on this pastime of Prahlad, story of Prahlad. And Thakur, Saraswati Thakur says, one must at least read 108 times Prahlad's Charitra. 108 times we have to read. Only then we will probably be able to appreciate the depth of devotion of Shri Prahlad. It's very deep actually. So the acharyas also say, first become Bhakta Prahlad. Don't try to cross over Prahlad and go to Vrindavan and imitate gopis. Don't do that. First try to become Bhakta Prahlad. And then try to become like Hanuman. Then try to become like the Pandavas. After becoming Pandavas, one can even probably pray, what is Gopi Janabhallabha? What is Gopi's Bhakti? What is Gopi Padakamala Dasa 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 Anudas? So first we have to understand what is the devotion of Shri Prahlad. This is of the Acharya's position, Prahlad Maharaj, because he prays, his prayers, as Prabhupada writes, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Hasmaranam. So these are very important prayers. In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is suggesting, because in the previous verse, we know he said, Brahminical qualification. One cannot approach the Lord by our qualifications. Because one may say, I am rich, I am pure, I am Brahminical. All of this is of no use to approach the Lord. What is important is one has to just have unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Unalloyed devotion to the Lord. Only that is the only qualification. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. And in here, although that is the qualification, naivatmanah praburayam nijalabha purnaha. Naivatmanah. See, this concept is very interesting because he's saying nijalabha purnaha. The Lord is not wanting any devotional service. See, we say bhaktya mam abhijana. Krishna is saying only by devotional service you can know me. But does it mean Krishna is requesting our devotional service for his sake? It's not like the politicians, you know, the politicians come and assemble in an assembly and all the public says, oh, we will vote for this party, that party, animal rights party, that party, this party, the greens, the brown, the yellow, whatever. But they expect them to get glorified and they survive on that glorification. Because if nobody comes, then that political party is of no use, or that leader doesn't exist because there's no one. A leader cannot speak when there is no one in the crowd. Because he expects, where are the crowd, man? There's no one in the crowd. Whom will I speak to? But the Lord's position is not like that. Oh, I can't be in this temple because devotees are not worshipping me. I can't be in this material existence because there is no one who cares about me. No, I'll go out of this material existence. I am very sad. Krishna doesn't, because Krishna, for him, it is immaterial whether devotee offers him prayer or not. But he still accepts it for the benefit of the devotee. Krishna doesn't need it. That we have to understand. Therefore, he is called as Nijalabha Purnaha. Na eva atmanaha ayam. Ayam Prabhu. The Lord is Atma Trupta. Atma Santushtaha. So he is always complete in himself. This concept of completion itself is very, very bewildering actually. When we say he is complete, what do we mean by complete? What do we mean by someone is complete? He's complete. He's complete means what? He's round. He's complete. He's circle. He's round. What do you mean by complete? Purnaha. Yes. Yes, he's full in all qualities. But that is a little theoretical. Go deeper. What do you mean by that? Yes, Prabhuji.
He doesn't need anything.
Correct. He doesn't need anything. Okay. He doesn't need. Good. He doesn't need it. What does it mean by he doesn't need anything? Little more deeper.
It means why he doesn't need anything. He already found his love for Krishna.
Say that again.
He already found his love for Krishna.
Okay. He already found his love for Krishna. Krishna loving Krishna himself. Okay. We're talking of Krishna here, by the way. Krishna is complete. How? If you see when we... Yes, Prabhuji. He's self-satisfied. Yes. Atma triptaha. If you compare, we can only compare to ourselves. That is the only anumana pramana we can do. Pranumana means we can only compare to what we have been experienced with. Is it not? We cannot go beyond our realm of experience. That's our limitation. When we are born, are we complete? When we were born, are we complete in ourselves? Probably not. We were born crying, actually. We are not complete. We were born crying. We then cry for food, shelter and clothing, is it not? We were born naked. We pass stool on ourselves. We pass urine on ourselves. Those who do not know the yagna kids, ask your parents. When you're using your nappies and everything, car smells and you've got to dispose the nappy. So we are not complete. We are incomplete as jivas when we are born. Then when they come to teenage, we will start thinking and meditating on the opposite gender. Oh, if I get married to this person, my life will be complete. They think like this. This is our thinking. This is where we stand. This is our conception of completeness. Huh? And once they get wedded, within a few days, a few months or a few years, their completeness will be revealed. They will start thinking, I think I was complete before. Now I'm in hell. I'm stuck now. This is the thinking. I can't wait until I get to Vanaprastha Ashrama or going back. Life was good. And then people adopt different methods. Either they run away, they divorce, they become single, or they don't even marry. All of this, the whole purpose, you see, it seems as if every living entity is trying to become complete. But in the pursuit of this completion, he's trying to become complete in so many variety of ways, by material advancement, by education, by marriage, by love, by affection, by philanthropy, by philosophy, by scientific advancement, so many things, by going to the moon, by going to Mars. But yet he doesn't feel complete, because that completeness is a constitutional possession of the Supreme Lord alone. And if the jiva is akin, or if the jiva realizes that he's a part of that complete, only then he can be complete. That is what of the conclusion of this one. Naivatmanah prabhurayam nija labha purnaha. So we are too tiny to comprehend the completeness of the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada quotes in his lectures, actually Prabhupada has given four lectures on this verse. There are four lectures Prabhupada has spoken on this verse. It's very fortunate. I was very fortunate because I was able to read Prabhupada's purports and hear Prabhupada's lectures on this verse. Prabhupada quotes Vasudeva Datta of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vasudeva Datta asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, please deliver all of the jivas in this universe, not in this state, not in Gaudadesha, not in Bharata Bhumi, deliver all in this whole universe," he's praying, "not in Mother Earth. All of the jivas in this universe." Vasudeva Datta is praying like this. "My dear Lord, please deliver all the jivas. Take them with you, my dear Lord. Give them happiness. Make them complete. And if they are incomplete in some sense, if they have residual karma, you please give it to me. I am happy to suffer. But deliver them. But deliver them, my dear Lord." And this is how Pujya Sri Guru Raghavendra from Mantralayam, from the Madhva Sampradaya, also prayed to the Lord like this. "I give me such a body by which I can absorb all the karma of all jivas eternally, and you deliver them." This is the heart of a devotee. The heart of a devotee is always paradukha dukhi. He's always pained by seeing others' pain. This is the position of a heart of a devotee. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Vasudeva, why you are so selfish?" Vasudeva thought, "Selfish? I asked for liberating all the people of this universe." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Then what about those millions and millions of other universes?" You see, our conception is very limited. Our conception of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, continent, country, earth, universe, universes, multiverses. Where is the limit? There is no limit. This material universe itself, the universes itself, is unlimited. And we are very tiny, a tiny speck actually. If you see those videos which the scientists speculate, Earth is just a dot in the whole universe. And such universes itself is a dot in the multiverse. Imagine how tiny we are actually. You see? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Why only this universe? There are millions of jivas in millions of universes, and this each universe is the size of a mustard seed. So therefore, we are too tiny to comprehend." We may think, why is Prahlad Maharaj even praying like this? Because it is important to know how God is great. God is great, that is good, we all know that. But how He is great, that only we will realize when, first of all, I know how tiny I am. That's the first thing I have to realize, that I have to realize where I stand before I come to know where God stands. You see, sometimes we always, "Oh, God is great." But hang on, where are you? How do you know how great God is? So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is very vocal about this. So, in that sense, Prahlad Maharaj takes the word nijalabha purnaha. But the real definition of purna, complete, where is it defined in the scriptures? What is that verse which describes the purnata of the Lord, the completeness of the Lord? Isha Upanishad. The Vedas declare, the Upanishads declare, what is that verse? Om purnamadaha purnamidam purnat purnam udachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate om shanti shanti shanti. This is the Yajurveda mantra in the Upanishads. Now this Upanishad again is a beautiful word again, Sanskritam. The whole process of the Vedic practice begins with Upanayanam. Upanayanam, upa, upari, upar. The word comes from upa, from Sanskritam. In Hindi we say upar. What is upar? up. You see, that up also comes from upper. You see, English up comes from upper. Scottish people pronounce it correctly. They pronounce it oop. Actually, it is oop, but they pronounce it as up in English. If you go to Jeffrey Boycott in English cricket commentary, they say oop, upper mid off, you see, when you play the cricket. So, upper, oop, Upanishad, Upanayanam. The beginning of understanding of the scriptures is Upanayanam. As I said, you see, every word in Sanskritam has deeper, you have to go to the root of it. What is Upanayanam? On an overview way, literal sense is Upanayanam means the ceremony, the ritual, the samskara with which a boy is given the sacred rite ceremony and he is given the gayatri. That is Upanayanam. But if you really break the word, Upanayanam means what? Nayanam means one who has eyes to higher living. Upanayanam, one, you have to set your eyes for a higher existence. That is Upanayanam. For doing Upanayanam, what you should say, what you should do, Upa Adhyayanam. Once you have to study the scriptures, study a higher realm of existence. To do that, what you need Upadhyaya, you need a teacher, Upa Adhyaya. One who teaches that Upa Adhyayanam is Upadhyaya. From what does he teach? He teaches it based on Upanishada, Nishad. That Nikat word from Hindi comes from the word Sanskritam Nishad, means one who takes you closer. Or upper is called Upanishada. When you do Upanishada, what do? Then you do Upavasa. Upavasa means not fasting. Upavasa means Vasa means existence. Upa means near the Lord. So you see, all of these words, Upanayanam, Upanishadam, Upadhyayanam, Upadhyaya, Upavasam, all of these are very connected. Huh? So, Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad says, Om Purnamadha, Krishna is Purnam. Purnat, whatever comes out, Krishna, from Krishna has come Narsingadeva. Narsingadeva is also Purnam. He is complete. It's not that Krishna has now become partially complete. Whatever emanates from that complete is still complete. When everything goes in, he is still complete. It's not that he became something more. No, he is still complete. It's like the ocean. It remains calm. When you take a spoon of water, it doesn't mean that ocean has lost a spoon of water. Ocean remains calm and complete in its own sense. That's the only comparison we can take with a mundane. This is only a mundane comparison. So from that perspective, Bhakta Prahlad here is saying, Nijalabha Purnaha. He is complete. In what sense? It's interesting how Prahlad Maharaj describes the Purnata of the Lord. Nijalabha Purnaha. Nija means what? Nija means? Personal. Exactly. Niji, we say in Hindi, you see, Nija means, that's coming from the Sanskritam. Nija means own. Here own means two things. Krishna is self-satisfied with two things. Nija means his own self, Nija means his own people. Nija bhaktaha, Nija parshada. Right? Nija labha pumsaha, Nija labha purnaha. He's satisfied because of his own self, he's satisfied because of his own devotees' love towards him. Nija means his own devotees, his own, his devotees basically. Therefore, although he is not hankering for any service, he is satisfied if somebody offers him that. You see, he is satisfied for what? For the benefit of that devotee only, right? But he does not want to accept that for what? For two reasons. One is, he does not want that service because he is Swayam Trupta. Also, he does not want that service because he doesn't want to put the devotee in that trouble. For example, when Krishna went to Vidura, you see, Vidura was comparatively a poor person when compared to Duryodhana. What did Vidura offer? Vidura offered a very simple meal. In fact, he was offering the banana peel to Krishna. And Krishna was very happy with eating the banana peel. He did not say, "What? You're giving me banana peel? Where's the banana, man? Wake up." He did not tap on his head or say, "Vidura, wake up." No, he ate the banana peel. So what does it indicate? He says, Krishna is Purna with the love, not the banana that Vidura is offering. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Bhaktya upahritam. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yome, bhaktya upahritam. It has to be tainted with bhakti. Only then Krishna partakes it. But he partakes it for our benefit. That is the understanding we have to understand. We have to. Now, And Krishna accepts it for another reason. Another reason is for his love towards the devotee. Just like when we have a billionaire friend, for example, and he's come to our house. And when he's come to our house, we offer him a glass of water or we offer him a box of sweets. Although for him, it is nothing. He's a billionaire, but he still accepts it out of love towards me. That is what Krishna does. He reciprocates out of love towards his devotee. Although, again, putting us in a tiny position, let's say an ant. This is just to put a perspective, an ant, okay? How many of you know ant carries a grain of sugar always? Sometimes it's very crazy about sugar, especially when the sun is out. You throw a few grains of sugar and you see how ants capture it. And imagine an ant comes to you and gives you a grain of sugar. How will you feel? How will you feel? You probably wouldn't even notice it. So that is our position in front of Krishna. I might say, I am doing so many devotional service. Yeah, for Krishna, you are just a tiny ant trying to do some devotional service. You won't even notice you. But sometimes our pride and ego is so much. I am such a good bhakta. I am such a good tiny ant, tiny grain of sugar. So this has to put a perspective. But of course, he accepts that. Krishna can reciprocate with the ant as well. He can accept that and then communicate with the ant. Thank you so much, my dear ant. But we cannot do that. So Krishna is bhavagrahi janardhana. Now, so nijalabha purna. Here, in the second line, Prahlad Maharaj says, manam janad avidushah karno vrinite. When we read Bhagavatam, Acharya say, Bhagavatam, each word of Bhagavatam can have many different meanings. Sometimes it is darshana bhasha, sometimes it is Guhya Bhasha, sometimes it's mystical or mysterious as well. In this line, Prahlad Maharaj is talking about two things. If you see, Manam Janad Avidushah Karuno Vrinite, he means two different things, Acharyas translate. On one side of the meaning, he says, Avidushah Karuno Vrinite. Avidushah means who does not know that the aim of life is to please the Supreme Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is praying as if, my dear Lord, I am the son of this asura. He's a demon. And I am son of that demon. So I do not know the purpose of life. And yet, I am coming here. Although you do not need my prayers, I am still offering these prayers to you. So this is the humility with which Prahlad Maharaj is praying. That's one side of the story. The another side of the story is, Acharya says, Prahlad Maharaj also in one sense is indicating, Janad manam avidushah karuno vrinite. Those who are avidushah, who are not intelligent, they may come to you, but they may come with an ulterior motive, my dear Lord. They don't want to offer anything to you, but they want something in return from you. They are avidushah. Either they will come to you or they will not even come to you. They will not come to... Why we have to go to God? You know, this is what the modern existence is. If you see, Brajaraj Prabhu was also saying, from at a very young age, we try to religiously follow this material world by pushing our children into macrobs and whatnot and whatnot. These are the temples of modern existence where the future pujaris are created with a material so-called advanced education and then be served by robots and end up in Woolworths and Kohl's to become schoolies. Schoolies become schoolies. Now, this is the concept in the material world that I don't want to surrender to God because science has been advancing and science is advanced and one day we will become deathless. So therefore I am the Lord of all I survey. This is what the material world says. This is what most of the atheists do. They do not want to depend on God, but they want to become complete in their pursuit of happiness. This is what is taught in schools. Be a man of yourself. Study hard, make your own money and become so great that you don't have to depend on anyone and anything. You see, this is what has been programmed from a very initial stages of life, but they do not want to give us God consciousness. So this is the modern existence. But here, such people are called as avidusho karuno vrinite. If you go to Mahabharata, there is this example of this actually. Duryodhana. Who was Duryodhana's dear friend? Karna. Huh? Karna, but he had another mentor. There was another mentor for Duryodhana. Who was that? Yeah, his mama, Shakuni. So Shakuni said, you should go to Krishna and ask his help. So Duryodhana also went and Arjuna also went to Krishna. They both wanted the help of Krishna. But somehow Duryodhana won the first prize. He said, okay, Duryodhana gets the first chance to ask. What did he ask? Krishna said, I can offer two things. I can offer myself or I can offer my vast majestic army, which was one of the biggest army in those times. The dynasty of Vrishni was one of the biggest army. There was no one who could defeat Vrishni dynasty. You know, the only competitor was for Vrishni was Jarasandha. He had attacked Vrishni with 21 Akshauhini. In the Mahabharata war, there was only 18 Akshauhini. Jarasandha attacked with 21 Akshauhini 18 times. Still he was defeated. So powerful was Vrishni dynasty. Right? So Krishna says, you want that large army or you want just me, you know, and I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to lift my... Duryodhana, of course, I know I have respects for you, but I just want your army. I'm very happy with just your army. Now, Duryodhana, this is called Maya Yaparta Jnana Asurim Bhavam Ashritaha. I don't want the Lord, but I just want all the comforts that the Lord has created. Lord, I want a beautiful house in Albert Park. Why? Because so that I can have the feeling that I'm in a posh area, so that my dollars can increase. But when this life will leave this body, I will not know. I'll have to come back into the same house as a cockroach or as a rat. It's very bewildering. Sometimes when I walk in this street, I see auction. I see that. For a moment, my mind gets bewildered. What if I have this house? Then I can walk to the temple. Then I can go to Mangalarti every day. Then I can enjoy like Dvija Prabhu in the temple. Everything. Mind will create like this. But I do not know that I will be bound for life if I get into that auction. I will be auctioned. My life will be auctioned after that. Because it's very binding. And then I thought, this is like Maya. Ajao, ajao. Like that auction board is calling me. Ajao, lapete me, ajao. So I said, my God, I have to slap my face. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous, this street. We have to be very careful. So material world is like that. So Duryodhana asked for it. So what did he get? He got the Narayani Sena. What did Arjuna get? He got Krishna. So, mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayohu. It is the mind only which plays the tricks. You have to be very careful. And here in this verse, there is a very beautiful explanation what Prahlad Maharaj will say in the last verse, in the last line of this verse. Krishna says, ye yathamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Now connect three things. I want you to connect three things. The first question, beginning of the canto was, is Lord partial or impartial? Shukadeva Goswami's answer was, Lord is impartial. If Lord is impartial, does he accept the offering of Avidushaha? You know Avidushaha, the hypocrite who is offering something. Will Krishna accept this offering or not? If he is not a devotee, will Krishna accept the offering? Will Krishna accept the offering of a non-devotee? He won't. But then that becomes partial. He's impartial. Krishna, does he accept or not? Okay, if Krishna accepts, will the non-devotee get liberated? No. That is the catch. Ye yathamam prapadyante. Krishna has said this. Krishna reciprocates, but how does he reciprocate? That is the crux. A devotee, two instances. A devotee is offering. Tattvam bruvadani param parastan. What's the next? Narayana pada pankajam karomi narayana pujanam sada vadami narayana nama nirmalam smarami narayana tattvam avyayam. This is how the devotee thinks. I just want to know you, my dear Lord. I don't want anything else. I just want your service. And that too how he asks, if you please, my dear Lord. It's not... Krishna, I want your service at any chance. I want your service. He doesn't do that either. He says, my dear Lord, if you please, then you give me service. If you think I'm eligible, then you give me the service. Because he always puts himself to a lower pedestal. Because he knows, without devotee's mercy, without Krishna's mercy, he cannot even do devotional service. This is the devotee. Now if a non-devotee comes and does, not, I'm just using the word non-devotee, abhakta. Abhakta is one who is not God-conscious. When he comes and offers something to the Lord, is he offering to please the Lord or to please what? Yes, he wants to please his false ego. So how does Krishna reciprocate to him? He reciprocates by satisfying his false ego. And do you know the danger of that? Think about, contemplate on it. If somebody is offering out of false ego, Krishna says, Ye yathamam prapadyante. Okay, I will nourish your false ego. I will nourish your pride. So therefore that person becomes even more egoistic, even more envious, even more proud. Because that's what he wanted. Krishna says, I've given you what you wanted. But on its other side, devotee says, I want only you, Krishna. Therefore I'll give you what you want. Therefore Krishna holds the right to make that devotee completely impoverished. To say, I will snatch away all your material emoluments which you cherish so that you will completely surrender unto me. You see, sometimes the reciprocation of Krishna is like that. And then still the devotee will not get bewildered. That's okay, Krishna. I just want you. Or if you shower me with too much material opulence, that's okay, Krishna. I'm not disturbed by that material opulence because I only want you. So like that, here, Manam janad avidushah karuno vrinite yadyat jano bhagavate vidadita manam tachatmane pratimukasya yatha mukashrihi. Now, to justify this example, Prahlad Maharaj ends this verse by giving one example. Pratimukhasya yatha mukhashrihi. If somebody decorates a face, you all did your dramas recently, right, the kids? You decorated your face and you see yourself in the mirror. When you saw yourself in the mirror, did you see the decoration or not? You saw the decoration. Are there two things here? It is your face and your reflection in the mirror. Yes? Now let's say your tilaka was not correct. Your tilaka was a bit cross. And you saw in the mirror, and you are rectifying the tilaka on the mirror's reflection. Will that work? Will it work? My mind is going back to Amitabh Bachchan's movie now, where he puts his bandage on the mirror. So, now, will it work? So here he's saying, Tachatmane pratimukhasya yatha mukhashrihi. So in the same way, if I approach the Lord to please the Lord, then me as a reflection, I am the reflection. Krishna is the original bimba, I am the pratibimba. Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita purport 2.13 speaks about the theory of reflection. In the Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. In that verse, Prabhupada speaks about the theory of reflection. We are all reflections of that same individual supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. For example, you see the ball on top. They've taken out the ball. You see those luminous balls which has mirrors all around. If you switch on a light and you keep 100 mirrors in front of it, you will see that light in those 100 mirrors. So that 100 lights are us jivas. That one light is Krishna. And that mirror with which we reflect the light is what? Chittaha. Cheto darpanam arjanam. So when I'm reflecting the light of Krishna, I'm the reflection of Krishna. And how do I reflect Krishna? I reflect based on my chetaha, chittaha, which is consciousness. And if my consciousness is muddied, my reflection is muddied. How do I clean that reflection? Chetaha darpana marjanam. Clean that reflection. Clean the mirror of your consciousness by Krishna consciousness. How do we do Krishna consciousness? That Krishna consciousness is also be done by the mercy of Krishna. I cannot do it on my own. We have to understand that. I cannot do bhakti on my own. I am not independent to do bhakti also. Tomorrow, if my fingers are not working, I can't even chant. Do you think I am chanting? No, Krishna is helping me to chant. Do you think I am speaking? No, Krishna is helping me to speak. Do you think my voice is working? No, Krishna is sitting in my voice box and telling me to speak. I am able to breathe because Krishna is inside me and helping me to breathe. Everything. Naham karta hari karta. He is hari meva. Hari asamaurdhva. He is the only person who is doing everything. He is using me as an instrument. This is the realization one should have. Anytime if I think I am doing something, gone. My polluted, my mirror is dirtied. So therefore, mukhashrihi, I am actually coloring the reflection, not Krishna. The moment I try to color my reflection, I am trying to paint myself. Krishna gaya kamse. Therefore, I am not trying to decorate Krishna, I am trying to decorate myself. And will the decoration exist on the reflection? No, the moment you move out of the mirror, you don't have that decoration. You only try to decorate the reflection, which is impermanent. But if you decorate Krishna, which is Bimba, then that decoration reflects in me. So that is what the example Prahlad Maharaj is giving. It's beautiful, isn't it? Of how he has given this verse, Naivat, although my dear Lord, you do not want this worship, you accept this so that when I see myself in the mirror, when I decorate you, I can see my reflection. I am your reflection, my dear Lord. So therefore, for me to be perfect, my devotional service to you must be perfect. So this is what the acharyas culminate. So therefore, there are two things very important. One is, you have to be careful with what we approach Krishna, because Krishna will nourish that feeling. With whatever feeling I approach Krishna, that particular feeling gets nourished. Whether it is unalloyed devotion towards Krishna or alloyed devotion to Krishna, that alloy will get nourished. Because that is what we are desiring, and Krishna is very bhavagrahi. He will fulfill our desire. Krishna, that's what you desired. Is it not? So Duryodhana wanted the army, he got the army. Arjuna wanted Krishna, he got Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj gives the example of a reflection here. Although Krishna doesn't want the worship, he accepts it only and on and only for pleasing his nijalabha pumsam or nijalabha purnaha. And therefore, when a devotee offers such worship to Krishna, he becomes complete. So in the pursuit of completeness, it is only bhakti, it is only devotional service to Radha and Krishna which can make us all complete. Otherwise, all of us will ever eternally remain incomplete. Rite ritam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tad vidyadatmano mayam yatha bhaso yatha tamah. As long as we see us separate from Krishna, we will remain incomplete. The moment we see us in connection with Krishna, we will see our original completeness, that we are complete because Krishna is complete. Radha and Krishna are complete. So I will stop here. I consider this my utmost fortune and blessings, although I do not have the qualification that Prabhupada and the devotees and Anirudh Prabhu and the Vaishnavas have bestowed upon me to be able to even speak something on these glorious prayers of Srila Prahlad Maharaj given to us by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And I thank you, all of you, for blessing me with this opportunity. Any questions or comments or corrections or realizations, if somebody wants to share, we have a few minutes. Yes.
How the Lord is self-stratified and eternal and all blissful. But Prabhu, sometimes I think, like we hear in lectures, that whatever service we should do is for the pleasure of the Lord.
Yes.
And that whatever service we do should make him happy. So Prabhu, if he's always happy, how can we make him more happy? And is there anything wrong if we're doing our services and we're happy with those services?
No, not at all. That is our original position. We do service to please Krishna. Although internally it is pleasing us, is it not? When we do service, we feel complete. We feel pleasurable. It is our innate natural swabhava. That is our nature. Jivera swarupa hoy krishnera nityadas. That is our original constitutional position. But although we feel happy, we don't do it for the pursuit of our happiness. We do it for Krishna's happiness. Although Krishna is not dependent on our service, but still he becomes happy. Just like when a child tries to please the parent by making something. You know, when sometimes children try to offer the parents something they want to cook on their cooking sets, on their small toy sets, and they'll say, Mama, I've made you some pizza, although there's no pizza there, it's just plastic tools, the parent will try to imitate as if he's eating something, and she becomes so nice. Thank you so much, dear. And she reciprocates. So Krishna reciprocates, not artificially. He genuinely reciprocates with us, and we become pleased by that reciprocation. So how do we remain? How do we continue to do this? We have to understand one significant important thing is, we are not even devotees. That's the first realization we have to understand. We are devotees because we are in the association of devotees. Their devotion reflects unto us. Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says this. When we are amongst devotees, it is their devotion which is reflecting in my heart, because I don't have any devotion. So therefore, when we are always in this association of such sangha, then we are able to offer these services to Krishna. We are only able to offer by doing becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. We have to become devotees, servant of the devotees, not servant of Krishna. So in this mode, our progress is guaranteed, because it's the devotees who drag us towards Krishna. And one of the topmost devotee, who is that? No. Radharani. She's appearing tomorrow. So this is her mode. Her mode is, no, you go and offer it to Krishna. So we have to always follow in that footsteps of Srimati Radharani. That is what our whole mood is like that. Gopi Pada Kamala Dasa Dasa multiplied by 10 billion Dasas Dasanu Dasa. So if we are in like that, the mood is like that, the feeling is like that, then we are safe. But if the feeling is my way or the highway, see, push, go like this, then patanti adha. But if my feeling is come, let's go, please you go ahead, so then there is some hope. Otherwise, it is favorable for us as devotees. Does it answer your question?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a nice class. You mentioned earlier that when non-devotees offer something to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates, but then the way they reciprocate is that sometimes he... increases their false ego,
yep,
pride. So I'm just wondering, how does Ajnana Sukriti work in this process,
yep,
where it gives them the faith,
yes,
eventually to offer Krishna,
yep, yes,
for sincerity?
It's a very nice question. It's a catch-22, is it not? Actually, increasing his false ego is actually good for him as a jiva. And that will pave the way for his Ajnata Sukriti. He will become so impoverished by that false ego that ultimately he will end up doing some piety. You getting my point? So ultimately he will come to the point of surrendering either to Krishna or unknowingly to a devotee of Krishna. That is the mercy of Krishna. So Duryodhana was killed by the devotee of the Lord, Bhima. So he got delivered by the devotee. So somehow Krishna will arrange, but he arranges in a different way, in a painful way. So nourishing his false ego and pride, what is the end of such a person? The end is very painful of such a person. And that pain will eventually lead him to Ajnata Sukriti. So Krishna will not abandon him, because somewhere or somehow he is related to Krishna. But his means will be a little difficult. It's not pleasurable for him, but he will realize it late. But he will eventually realize it. So Ajnata Sukriti will happen, first thing. Second thing, Ajnata Sukriti, bhakti begets bhakti. Bhakti cannot be earned by piety. That's what Nectar of Devotion categorically cites. But bhakti can only be given by someone who has bhakti. So either by Krishna or someone who has bhakti in their bag. So I can give you something, whatever's in my bag. I cannot give you something not in my bag. So who can give us bhakti? Who can give me that Ajnata Sukriti? Ajnata means Krishna, actually speaking. Ajnata means Krishna. Avignata, Ajnata. So it is by Krishna or Krishna's devotee. So right now when you go and give a book to someone, you're praying that this person becomes a devotee. It is that prayer that will deliver him. Actually, not because of his endeavors, but it is the prayer of the devotee which will get him bhakti. So Ajnata Sukriti means it is a Sukriti coming from the Lord through the medium of a devotee. Does it answer, Prabhuji? Any questions? Any more questions? Okay.
So before you said the Lord, he has like everything. So then If we offer him a little, like a patram pushpam phalamatoyam, if we offer that to him, why would he be pleased if he's got like so much of it in Vrindavan?
Yeah, he's pleased because of the love with which you're offering. He's pleased with the love, not with the ingredients. When you offer bhoga, he's pleased with the love that we have offered. That you are offering it with so much love, Krishna is pleased with that love.
So he wants the love, not like what it is.
Okay. He wants the love because it's not that he's wanting that love. He wants it and he's not dependent on it. There are two different things, wanting and not depending on. He's still independent. He wants it for the sake of love, because he feels nice when you offer it. Because, for example, let's say you are doing some mischief, as you usually do. And when your mom tells you to not do it, be quiet, and you be quiet, your mom becomes happy when you are quiet, is it not? But is she happy because you are quiet? No, she is happy because it is good for you. Does it make sense? She doesn't want you to be always quiet. She is happy because it is good to you. In the same way, he is happy with that love because it is good for us.
So, like that love, when we give it to him, it'll help. It's like kind of a stepping stone to the Lord.
Yes, it's like a, when I give love to Krishna, I feel loved. Reflection, I feel loved. So Krishna will then think, oh, okay, he's now matured enough to understand this. Although I don't need his love, but I still want it because for his sake. Like, just like a parent feels happy when the son is following the instruction or the child is following the instruction, Krishna feels happy with that love. Although he reciprocates to that love as well. Although he's not dependent on it, he's independent of that love, but he still acts as if he's dependent on it for our sake. Make sense? Thank you very much. I'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrind ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Adi Purusha Namaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusha
Sri Guru